Hi, welcome to Lambert Park Church. Our vision is life with God for the world. Our mission is to invite everyone to follow Jesus with us through redemptive community, intentional discipleship, and everyday mission. We're so glad you're here. Stay tuned for the podcast coming right up.
If we haven't met, my name is Scott. This would be an unusual Sunday to be your first Sunday, but if it is, welcome. Glad you're with us. I'd be surprised if anybody wakes up on 2 days after Christmas and says, let's go to church. But if you do, that's amazing. So my name is Scott. I'm one of the pastors here. And today is not a typical day. And we have a practice that we've done over many years where on the last Sunday of the year, we spend some time doing something of a prayer of examine, a modified version, which is an ancient Christian practice of reflecting on God's work in our lives of the last season. And it doesn't fully work in an environment like this, so I'm doing a modified version of it. But it's going to be built around Psalm 23. This is just a random piece of paper if you're reading it. But we're going to start with just a little bit of, just to get Psalm 23 in our minds. It's going to be on the screen. Oh, I shouldn't have had this up yet. For the front row people. Yes, I have skills. Can't manage some technology, but I can put a flip chart up and down with vigor. So we're going to read this psalm together, and then we're going to spend a few minutes kind of digging into it and getting ourselves into it, and then that'll guide us into some questions. So let's just read the psalm together. Can you put The Lord is my, say it with me, shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let me pray. Jesus, Father, Holy Spirit, thank you for your word. Thank you for this psalm. And thank you for the fact that it is known by many across the world who've never read the Bible or maybe learned much about Jesus or cared much about the Bible, but at a memorial graveside, in a pop song over the decades, in cultural engagement, on a Christmas card or some sort of Hallmark card, we've encountered this verse. We thank you for the ways in which it names who you are and what you are up to, but also it names us and where we find ourselves at times. And so we ask that by your Spirit, as we reflect on this psalm together this morning for a few minutes, that you would give us the grace, grant us the grace to be able to look over this year and see where we have stood in this psalm and where you have met us, where you have been at work. I ask, God, that this exercise would give us hope as we look ahead into the unknowns of the year ahead, the season ahead, that you would breathe hope in us that you will be our shepherd as you have been, as you are. Amen. I apologize. Okay. So as I just prayed, I want to just take a few minutes and lead us in answering two questions or kind of mapping out two things. One is the places or experience that this psalm names. A few years back, I think it was the summer of 2019. Clayton, I'm looking at you because you were a part of it. We did a summer series in Psalm 23. I think it was maybe summer 2019 or 2018. And we taught through the 23rd Psalm very slowly, phrase by phrase. If you want to have a study on it, that was a great study, number of different preachers. And then at the end of that year, we did this exercise, and recently it's come back to me. And the gift of a psalm or a text like this is all of our lives often show up somewhere in this psalm. It's kind of like the Lord's Prayer. All of the prayers of our lives show up in the Lord's Prayer. All of the seasons of our lives, in some sense, can show up in the 23rd Psalm. So I want us to just name some of those places. I've got them mapped out a little bit, but I'm going to invite your input. And then we're going to talk a bit about the shepherd's work. And I, with a pen, am utterly illegible. With a Sharpie, I'm mildly legible, okay? So, places or experiences. Okay, so I'll give you an example. Obviously, it starts off with the Lord. It's not going to be on the screen. Yeah, it's just good. I apologize. I have one more piece here. Janet, my trusty partner in life, has a whole bunch of copies of the 23rd Psalm in paper. A lot of you have it on your phone. So I want us to pull this out and have it in front of us. So if you'd like a paper copy of the 23rd Psalm, raise your hand, and Janet will pass you one. You might even want a pen. If someone wants to help her, you can jump up. I see it. There we go. We got help. Okay, raise a hand if you want a paper copy. Janet even has pens, too. But the aim is, as we map through this, I want you just to be listening for your own life in this past year. And where are the places that you have found yourself dwelling? If you're doing it on your phone, might have the whole thing out if you can, or do a screenshot or something like that. Don't get distracted by those notifications. I see a hand back there, a couple hands. Janet, you're doing a great job. Chantel, you're doing exceptional over there. Yeah, I saw you looking for that. Thank you. All right. Rebecca up here wants one. Here, Rebecca, you can take mine. Okay. Lammy back there. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, hold it high. Hold it high. There's two up here. And there's a few back there. You're doing great. Chantel, if you have a few more, there's some here. These folks, desperate for paper. Okay, cool. So the version I have there is mostly the NIV. You might have noticed as we read it, it says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, the shadow of death. Obviously, those are just different translations of what's there, but I think it's helpful to hear it all. All right, so places where, or experiences that are named. So I think it's just a place of need is critical here. And there's a number that are named. A need for, I think initially, renewal. All right, it says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. So a need for rest, for renewal. A need for guidance. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So there's a need, a place of needing guidance. I'll name one more and then I'm going to ask for your input. Third would be for protection. Your rod and your staff. Some of that language relates to the shepherd's role of protecting. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I just want to name these all as places of need. What else? What other experiences or places are named? Raise a hand and speak loud. Comfort. In need of comfort? Yeah, cool. Thanks, Steb. One more? Yeah? Protection. I already got that one. That's good. Thank you. John?
Guidance.
Got that? Yeah?
I can't read you right.
I apologize. Oh, yeah. I said, sorry. Yeah, it's my fault. I did that. Yeah. Wendy? Provision. Yes. And in some sense, you could write provision here as all of this, of all of these being provision from the shepherd. But there is like just basic sustenance. Yeah, Janet?
Justice.
Justice? Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. So that last, there's a pivot. We often miss this. I'll be honest. I think I'd read and prayed this psalm every summer of my life for my entire adult life until I'm 47, so not like forever. Oh, Wendy, you can smile at that because you like it when I reference my age. but I think it was only just a few years ago that I realized that there's a pivot into a different metaphor in the second half of Eugene Peterson helped me see this, that it's when it pivots to You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This is no longer a shepherd scene. This is a place of hospitality in the desert for someone who is running for their lives. There's these cities of refuge in the Old Testament when people have committed an act of betrayal against someone else, sinned against another, hurt another. They flee into the desert places, desperate for mercy, potentially desperate for justice, desperate to get away from the vengeance of another. So justice, I'm going to put mercy as well, because they could be accused wrongly as well. Absolutely. What else? Yes? Say again? Inspire, is what you're saying? Inspiration? Am I interpreting you right there? Yes? Okay. Or not despair? You know, saying inspiration? Okay, cool. All of these can flip. So you could say this situation is exhaustion, confusion. So these are places. Feeling afraid, fear under threat. Comfort, wounded, grieving. Okay, I'm getting total chicken scratchy. Some of these aren't even words. I'm just, you know, making cuneiform markings. Provision, hunger, all the basic things. Someone call it shorthand. Very shorthand, yes. Any other places that are named in this? Goodness, that's a place. Who said that? Where's that hand? Who's that? You, Deb? You're saying a place of goodness and love. Yeah, at the end there, surely your faithfulness, your tov and hesed, your goodness and mercy, your tov and faithful love. Okay, all of these, we haven't said it explicitly, but the dark valley is a place in this. So, and the shadow of death. I think I like having both translations there because I think in the Hebrew there is a reference to death. So the valley of death, the shadow of death, death valley, some people would say. But that doesn't always mean necessarily the death of a person. It could be the death of a dream, the death of a relationship. Yeah. Honor. Honor. Where do you see that in the song? The anointing? Yeah. Honor. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Good answer. That was good. Honor, or I'll just write shame too. A place of shame, and God gives honor. Yeah. What last one? Yeah.
Right paths.
Right paths. So I think I got named there here under confusion, guidance. Yeah. I'll write right paths too. Whoa, house of the Lord. So coming home. House of the Lord. Sorry. I'm very casual sometimes, right? Temple. Home. Okay, I'm going to stop here. I know there's more, and that's great. Okay, so let's just flip the question. So obviously, as we name these experiences, these are places many of us have found ourselves this year, needing comfort, needing protection, needing provision, needing guidance, renewal, mercy, justice, inspiration to know God's goodness. Okay, so let's flip it to the other side, which is the shepherd's work, because this psalm doesn't just name, it isn't primarily actually about the places, though that is a gift that they're named. But what is the work of the shepherd that is named in this psalm? Yes. Guidance. He's our guide. So not just like, here's a map, but he is our guide. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so guide. I'll start over there. We'll go this way. Anyone have the role, the work of the shepherd that's named? He's the restorer. Ooh. Restorer. Okay.
He nourishes.
I'm going to put provide as well with that. Okay. And then someone else said what? Comforter. Okay. I don't want to have you decide take all the goods. So we'll pivot this way. You said protector. All right, great. Anyone else? The work of the shepherd.
A peace giver.
Peace giver. Amen. Okay. Yep.
Discipline.
Discipliner, yeah, right. Discipliner. I'm going to name there, because I think this is one of those ones you often don't always understand, that the rod and the staff, right, in the place of the valley of the shadow of death, the dark place, we wonder what God is doing. And he says that we're comforted by his presence, but he's not just there. He's there doing something. And it says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And the ancient world, the shepherd's rod was there for calling out approaching threat or intimate danger. So it's a small, short staff, and you're out, the shepherd's out there with, and a wolf comes or whatever, comes in the corner, and they'd fling it at them, or they'd run out and say, don't get there, don't go that way. So the rod is there to protect and protect, provide, guard from danger. And the staff is there, it's the full staff, and it's there to direct, so you're coming alongside and saying, stay on the path, you know, and to correct when a sheep is just running off, staff's there to pull you back a bit, and maybe at times to rescue. So a sheep might have fallen off something and needs to be pulled up, and the staff has a hook to it, has a grip, an edge to it, so it can be used for that. So all that speaks to discipline and care and protection. There's loads, that's all there. Yeah, what else? Let's keep going this way. What other work of the shepherd is named here that hasn't been named yet? Say again.
Restoring.
We got that one there. Awesome. Amen. Double. Tim.
Companion.
Companion. Amen. Companion. Yeah. God's not just a worker. He's with us. Yes.
Giver of abundance.
Giver. So not just a giver and not a stingy giver. Anything else?
Host,
absolutely, yeah. And like a hospitable, generous host. So you're out in the desert, fleeing for your life, and desert hospitality, the Bedouins are practiced. They would open their tent to you with no judgment on what's going on, and they would provide for you, they give you all you need, and then figure out the way forward. And that's how God is represented here. Absolutely, thanks, Yunsung. Anyone else? I'll give you one more. Yeah.
Physician.
Where do you see that? How do you see the? Oh, okay. Huh. I always think of that as like the honor blessing piece, but there could be a component of healing. Physician. I'm not going to spell that because I'm going to have to ask people to spell that for me. Okay. Is there anything else that I wanted to add? Oh, well, someone said this, the house of the Lord. And I think there's just that sense of the shepherd brings us home. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, good word. We could put that we are invited to trust God for these. Is that what you're saying?
In front of each one.
Yeah, yeah, right, absolutely. Yes, so trust is foundational to the journey of this. Though at times God just comes and does it, but as we experience God as provider, we learn we can trust him to be our provider. I'm going to just write, come home. All right, someone's phone is going off, and that is telling us to pivot, and that's perfect. Thank you for that, and have a drink of water. It's also a reminder to you, if you want to turn your phone off, this is a great moment to do that. All right, I apologize for the chicken scratchiness of that, but I'm going to move this. So we're going to just take a few minutes in prayer for the rest of our time, in personal prayer and maybe with the person beside you a little bit. And if that terrifies you, it's okay. You're good. I have three questions I want us to reflect on. And if you feel like these are helpful questions for you, but you need far more time than this morning, that's awesome. Take a screenshot or scrub it online and take a screenshot there or whatever and keep it to guide you in the coming days. I know that for me, when I come to this moment of the year, I always take some time to read back through my journal of the last year, look at my calendar, try to remember what's gone on. Because I think most of us just naturally remember that one moment when all of life was horrible or something like that. And we kind of need to remember the other parts. I've started rereading this year for me, I'm kind of in the middle of February in my journal right now, and already I've been remembering things. My journal's helped me remember moments I had forgotten. And what is striking me is some prayers I was praying at the beginning of last year that I did not realize were answered later in the year. Not in ways I expected, but they were answered. So reflecting over a season can be so helpful, though it maybe requires a bit more time and space than a moment like this. But we'll start with the first question, and we're just going to sit in stillness. And Mark, maybe you could just, I want to say put on some music, but nothing with words. Really calm, really low, like volume 2.5. Okay. So here's the question. Andrew, can you put the next slide up? In the last year, where have you found yourself located in this psalm? So I'll read us these again. There's probably more. But we're just going to take a few minutes, and I just want to invite us to say, just to let God find us in this psalm and linger there. That maybe we've had more than like a day, seasons, stretches, deeply in a place of exhaustion. I feel like that's just going to describe everybody to some degree. That's just life. Confusion, needing guidance, longing to discern God's right paths. Feeling a need for protection in some way. Feeling under threat in some way. Maybe in a relationship or in our own personhood or character, needing protection. Maybe in a relationship, a situation. Needing comfort, experiencing, what did I write? Woundedness, grieving. And grieving could be what was or anticipated, what will not be. In need of provision, which could fit lots of places in our lives. In need of mercy. In need of justice. Maybe just you'd say desert. Inspiration. Needing it. Needing to know God's goodness and faithfulness. Being in a dark valley. That's great, almost there. Feeling shame, needing, hoping for shame to be covered over. Here's the good news, friends. These places are all named in the psalm, which means your experiences and my experiences somehow fit within, are not a surprise in a life with God, and the shepherd can meet us in those places and does. So let's just sit in two, three minutes of stillness and let the psalm help find us, and maybe just with that, thank God that that place is involved in a life with Jesus. You're not the one that's lost. The shepherd knows where you are. Okay. If you feel completely unaware of what to say or how to pray, just pray through the psalm. Just read it again in your heart, in your mind. I'll read it again for us, and then invite a few of us maybe to just say out a word that represents where you've been found in this psalm in this last year. One place, because we're probably in many. Yahweh is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord Yahweh forever. Can I ask a few people, if you'd be willing, to just speak loudly, just give us a word or two words of where one of the places that you have found yourself located in this psalm this year?
I think that we are blessed to be.
Gratitude, absolutely, yeah. experiencing this in many ways. I've experienced a lot of confusion this year inside, praying prayers for guidance. Others?
Grieving.
Say again?
Grieving.
Grieving. Yeah, thanks for saying that. Yeah. Dark valley.
Renewed.
Amen. Yay.
Resting.
Two more people.
Strength.
He is with me. Holding your little one. You're with him. All right, friends, we got a second question. Looking back, maybe you've already answered this a bit, but we've talked about the places that we found ourselves, and we've probably all been able to name some. How have you experienced this year? Can you put the next question on there, Andrew? In a word or phrase, what is one way that you have experienced the shepherding ministry of God this year? I'm sure we could all describe the hard places and provisions. There's a mix maybe in there depending on what this year has been. We all have different years, year to year. But how has the shepherd shown his hand, his presence in your life this year? Have you experienced his guidance in some way or his assurance in your guidance? Has he restored you at some point in some way? Have you experienced him nourishing you, providing for you, comforting you, giving you peace, disciplining you in love as a father does, is supposed to, companioning you in places of isolation, providing for you, and not just a bit, but maybe a full table, hosting you when you didn't deserve it, healing you, bringing you home. So just be still for a moment, and I'm going to invite us to turn to the person beside us. If you don't know that person, lean over and say, hi, my name is. So just take a moment. I'll guide you in a moment. But take a moment and answer that question with the Lord. What is one way that you have experienced the shepherding ministry of God in this last year? And then I'll guide you after that. Some of you jumping to the social part. But that's okay. You do what you want. All right, I'm going to pull us in. Thank you for sharing with one another. I recognize I'm cutting some of you off, and others of you are saying inwardly, thank you so much for bringing that to an end. We all have different social wiring, right? I'd love to just ask... Yinsong... Could I ask you to stand and pray and just, and you can speak in your heart language, but just thank God for the ways that we've experienced him as our shepherd this year. You can pray in English if you want or in Korean if you'd like. Is that okay? I'm putting you totally on the spot. Yeah. Do you want the microphone? It doesn't matter. Okay, go ahead. Thank God with us. Thank you. Thanks, Jung Song. I won't call on you randomly like that often. Fear not. And your wife is Karen? Karen. If you haven't met Jung Song and Karen yet, you need to. They're new to us. And Karen, anyways, I won't tell your stories, but they're great people and they're new. All right, last question. As you look into the coming season, the coming year, what is one aspect of the shepherd's ministry that you need to trust him for? Through the psalm, God, through the Spirit, is telling us this is how you can expect me to show up in your life. These are the things that God is eager to do. And that does mean at times we do experience his times of needing renewal. Life with God does not mean we are 100% all the time completely rested and provided for and all those things, right? We are taught to pray the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. that prayer names the fact that there will be times where we will feel like we don't have enough. We need to pray regularly. Forgive us our trespasses as we have forgiven others. Meaning, as we walk with Jesus, there will be times where we need to be forgiven and where we need to forgive others. We should not assume or believe a lie that if Jesus is in our heart, everything will be peachy and amazing from here on out. Jesus will walk with us. Jesus will be at work in us. We do live toward a hope for the renewal of all things, when we will be made whole. But today we walk in the already and the not yet of the kingdom, and we will at times fail ourselves and others and God. We will at times experience others wounding us. All those, sorry, I'm going off. Preacher. Anyways, so what's the question? Oh yeah, as we step into this year, we will need God in all these ways. And I'm wondering for you, what are you, as you look forward, where do you need to trust? What aspect of the shepherd's ministry do you need to trust? That God will do this year. You're not stepping into just a blank space. You're stepping into a year where the Lord will be a shepherd. And where do you need to trust his shepherding work? So let's just sit with that for a moment. I'm going to read it for us one more time, the psalm. And then we will talk for a minute with the person beside us. And then I'll lead us in prayer. And we'll sing our closing song. Yahweh is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to face 2025. We'll imagine it's this way. Yahweh is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. So he will. He will. Even though I will walk through dark valleys, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You will be. Your rod and your staff will be at work, comforting me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love, your tov and hesed, your covenant faithfulness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. As you look into the coming year, what aspect of the shepherd's ministry do you need to trust? Do you need to trust in? Guide. Restorer. Nourisher. Provider. Comforter. Peace giver. God who cares enough to discipline us. Companion, giver of all we need, maybe more. A host who welcomes us at his table when we don't deserve it. A physician for our souls, our lives, who knows what is needed. Our home, the one who brings us home and who is our home. If you feel able, I want to invite you to maybe share with the person beside you a word or a phrase. What is one aspect of God's shepherding ministry that you need to trust in as you step into the coming season? And then I'll pray. I'll pray. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you for who you are. You are the good shepherd. Jesus shows us that in your life. In all the ways in the Gospels, we see all these things. We see all these things. You guiding people to life, to truth, to restoration. You renewing the weary. You providing. You comforting those who grieve. You bringing shalom. You redirecting, disciplining your disciples, correcting them, inviting them. You companioning them, hosting them at a table when they are plotting their own sin, bringing them home. Jesus, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you for your word and your ministry, your presence among us in these days. Father, thank you for who you are. And as we look into the coming year, Lord, would you open our eyes to see who you are, to not just anticipate the challenges, but to anticipate you, our shepherd, with us, and not passively with us, but actively shepherding us, Lord, in love and wisdom. Can I invite us to stand together? We're going to sing our last song. We're going to sing an old hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. Sometimes a younger generation writes songs with like big emotional arcs. They didn't do that back in hymn writing days. But the words are so...
I mean, it is well with my
soul. Yeah, sorry.
There were some.
That's true. Just saying, didn't always come across, but there's a reality in what is being said here. Mm-hmm. Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. These are not just metaphors, they are real.
Our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home.
Under the shadow
before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, to endless years the same.
A thousand ages thy sight are like an evening dawn, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun.
Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come. Be thou our God while troubles last, and our eternal home.
I'm going to do the benediction, and I feel feel like there's people, I know there are people in this room, and you're looking into the year to come, and you see things chasing you. You see debt and fear and grief, suffering. You see surgeries and pain. My benediction for you, my prayer for you, is that you would know goodness and mercy chasing you this year. That when you look forward and you look backward, you would see goodness and mercy. Amen.
Go in Christ. Thank you, friends. A soup and bunch next Sunday. Enjoy it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.